Aggregation and horizons. Those working in sales and operations planning use forecasts to identify planned sales and product family output and to reconcile functional plans. These forecasts will be in monetary and volume terms at the product family level. Since item-level forecasts are too uncertain to be useful over the S&OP planning horizon, S&OP uses aggregate forecasts that are based on individual product forecasts and are refined using current trend information and marketing data on customers' future plans that could influence demand. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, aggregate forecast is defined as follows. An estimate of sales, often time-phased, for a grouping of products or product families produced by a facility or firm. Stated in terms of units, dollars, or both, the aggregate forecast is used for sales and production planning, or for sales and operations planning purposes. The product group forecast is similar to the aggregate forecast and is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a forecast for a number of similar products. The level of aggregation of forecasts varies by entity. For strategic and business planning, it is in terms of total volume and sales. For sales and operations planning, it is in terms of product family, volume, and sales. For master production scheduling and control, it is in terms of finished products or components, units. The forecast horizon needs to be as long as required by the process it supports. For strategic and business planning, the time horizon can be 3 years or longer, as in the automobile, aerospace, and chemical industries. Data will be at a high level and will be highly qualitative, and a major objective is to determine long-term resource and capacity needs that require a long lead time. For S&OP, the horizon will vary, for example, 15 to 24 months, but should accommodate issues such as incremental capacity, workforce adjustments, and engineering lead time.